Hello, welcome to another episode of the Ruthless Obsession podcast, part of the SPDM Crew network of podcasts. I am one half your host, Diana Jevia, and my co-host.
King Kanto, who's
He's
holding it
currently
together.
dying right now because I think I just got a little bit.
We're okay.
I really scared him off with my totally accurate John Cena impression. Just so good.
So, I have to say this quick side note.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and 20 minutes of my day today watching Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery,
No way.
which apparently is 10 years old at this point,
Wow.
and shit aged poorly.
I'm not surprised in
But
the slightest.
Shaggy's like, "Man, it's Vinnie Mac," and I'm like, "Oh no."
Oh, delete.
It's just like Vince McMahon was in this movie a lot. It's just like, wow.
Oh my God, that's insane. I've never seen that. I will have to check that out, but with eyes of the 2024, you know.
Could go check it out on Max right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yes,
Well,
we're looking for sponsors, so
we are, and you
we're
know what? If we're plugging, if we're hoping for Max, if we're throwing our hats in the ring, I will say I've been watching them all day because it's been a friends weekend.
There you go.
R.I.P.
As
Matthew
only
Perry.
seen on Max.
Yes. So sponsor us. Oh my God. Aside from Max, which, you know, they have a lot of content on there. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about too. Which,
Yes.
by the way, I have to say, there's supposed to be a deal with AEW, like putting their pay-per-views, their live events on Max. Like, I feel like it's been in the talks for a billion years, and they need to get on
So
that.
that's interesting because if I trusted Warner Discovery as a company at the moment, I would say I don't know if I'd want to touch AEW at the moment,
Yeah.
but I don't trust Warner Discovery as a company right now. So who knows?
Yeah. Yeah,
We'll
I guess
find
we'll
out.
get right into this week's news. So obviously the big thing that everyone is talking about, AEW finally aired the footage of All In, CM Punk, Jack Perry. Lot of opinions. I'm just gonna lay mine all out there. I tend to be the unpopular opinion, so I'll just get on with it. Here's my thing. Do I think the way they did it on the show and tried to work it into the storyline with the Young Bucks was the right move? No, that wasn't. I didn't love the way they did that. It kind of felt like they were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Like it just didn't work. However, I'm not mad at them for sharing the footage because we've kind of wanted this for a very long time. And now that it's out there, people are trying to pretend like nobody cared. Like, shut up. You cared. You cared so much. You wanted to see the footage. If it were me behind the helm, I would have released it a long time ago. I wouldn't have done it on TV. I would have just put it out like in a press release form, TMZ, sold it to TMZ. You could have made, I mean, not that Tony Khan needs money, but he could have made money, made a good business decision, sell it to TMZ. You know what I mean? But the thing that really grinds my gears about it is that you can have your opinions. You don't have to agree with the decision to release the footage. You don't have to disagree with it. What annoys me is people are like they are reaching to find reasons why they don't agree with this. So I've heard everything from, and I feel bad saying this because I do love the Masked Man Show. It's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. However, like Shoemaker, did you warm up before that stretch, honey? Because you are gonna pull a muscle. He was like, oh, you're taking something based in reality, the footage, and the Young Bucks are blaming the fact that they lost on the footage when everyone knows they were going to go out there and lose that night. Like they knew that. And I'm like, yeah, you just described kayfabe. Wow. You just tried to describe that as if it was a new concept that you just came up with. No crap. Everyone knows that. Do you think people are like The Rock? Oh, he changed the match. He could have just done what he wanted. He's on the board of TKO. No, you go along with it because you're a fan of wrestling, and part of your duties as a fan of wrestling is to suspend your disbelief. Now, you can say like, oh, they could have worked it into the storyline better, or they didn't even have to put it into the storyline at all. But don't try to be all high and mighty and be like, this doesn't make sense. Because everyone knew they were gonna walk out and lose. No shit. I just don't. So that was one stretch. I was like, oh, honey, like stretch, stretch. And then like gently apply ice to the hurt muscle from your reach. Another one, which I know you want to get into, maybe you know what? Maybe I'll save it for when we get into the Osprey thing, because that's a whole
Okay.
different dealio. But they also reach there. I am so sick and tired of the tribalism online. It is annoying me. People can like more than one thing. It doesn't take that much emotional depth to realize it. And I realize that people who spend most of their time on Twitter, X, whatever you want to do it, like whatever you want to call it, they probably don't have a lot of emotional depth. But you know what? It's not a hard concept to realize. And I just get so mad that people are like wanting to shit all over AEW for this decision, but not in a logical way that makes sense. They're now saying CM Punk looked great after that interaction. I'm sorry. On what planet can you attack your coworkers? I don't care if this is wrestling. They're not in a ring. This is not being filmed for TV. This no one's going in with the trust that you're going to protect your partner. So no, you can't this wrestling. You can fight. Yeah, you could fight in the ring. You could fight when the camera's around. There has to be a bell that goes off beforehand. There was no bell here. This is literally backstage. People have their heads shoved so far up their asses these days, not only with this, it's just been like a sore topic for me all week, but I just am so sick of everyone thinking that their point of view is the only point of view you can have. I've seen people being like, I wouldn't have felt threatened by a CM Punk. I don't know why Tony Khan said his life was threatened. Cool. I'm glad you don't feel that way. But Tony Khan is more than entitled to feel that way. CM Punk is a large man, like tall. I'm a 5 foot little girl, right? If I was backstage during that event, you bet your ass I would have been the first person to call HR. Brian Danielson, let's just say, and be like, we got to get this guy out of here. He's a danger. I don't think everyone, another thing everyone's saying, he told the truth. I don't think he told the truth. I think he lied by omission. I feel like he really charged at him. Yes, he choked him. I saw punches being thrown. He said he didn't punch anyone. At the very end, and I could be wrong, it looked like he was punching Jack Perry. He 1,000% looked like the aggressor in this situation. And believe it or not, Ryback actually had a really intelligent tweet. Words I never thought I would ever say, but he had a really intelligent tweet that was just like, this is supposed to be a leader of the company. He has creative credits because he was given, I think Collision was his show. I don't remember which one. So it's like now you've got a higher up in the company attacking a younger person. It just says so much more when you really look at it from a business perspective. And you and I both have normal jobs, right? Like we have office place jobs. If anyone were to do this in our place of work, you would be fired and then some. You would be blacklisted. So just because it's wrestling doesn't mean it's not a place of business and you have to conduct yourself appropriately. And I don't think CM Punk conducted himself appropriately. And I'm so over everyone kissing this man's butt. Like, come on. It's just, I'm over it.
So I'm going to try to not get very excited about this because I have had a lot of strong feelings about this week. I'm
No,
going
get
to preface
excited.
this by saying, so good for CM Punk for being self-aware that he doesn't know how to handle things in an appropriate way. But not handling things in an appropriate way is still not a good thing. So like in that interview, he said, don't get me involved in this. You're not going to like how I deal with it. Just because you warn people that you're not going to handle it in a good way doesn't mean that you shouldn't handle it in a good way. But I'm going to try. gonna really try not to blame the town in this situation, because I think this whole situation just reinforces that the biggest problem in AEW is Tony Khan, because he does not know how to run a business. He is a Nepo baby who is riding high on power and authority bought with daddy's money because he's daddy's special boy. And he thinks that he can throw hundreds of millions of dollars around to make a wrestling company and have no idea how to deal with people. Like, who in their right mind would put CM Punk in charge of that show? After, based off of what Punk said, he wanted out after that whole situation with Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, which any sane human being would cut him loose after that and just cut their losses. But Tony Khan, for some ungodly reason, was just like, let's just put you on different shows and let's not pretend that you're all in the same show when we do a pay-per-view. And one thing that I will agree with CM Punk in this situation, going back to, the smoking gun of this whole situation started at that one press conference where he looked like he had the shit kicked out of him, and he said that he worked with a bunch of children. To be honest, he does, because Tony Khan's a giant man child and doesn't know how to run a company. And to be honest, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks didn't handle that situation coming back either, because how do you deal with the situation? You move on. And they came out and taunted in their first match after they were suspended after that. It's just like, why beat a dead horse at this point? And this decision to show this footage is the pettiest, pettiest thing. Because this is where I see a big difference in this situation. Sure, CM Punk said a lot of shit on that interview. He is a singular human being saying it in an interview. If Tony Khan wanted to say shit in response to him in an interview or even on social media, whatever, that's one thing. But he leveraged a company to get back at him, quote unquote, get back at him, by showing that footage. And it's just like, you run a company. Like, you can't act like a child. Like, there's so much precedent of people making childish decisions running wrestling companies that you should have learned from it. Because, like, all so much stuff that happened in WCW, Vince McMahon to begin with, and this did nothing for AEW except get a whole bunch of people more in CM Punk's corner, which is not a great thing to begin with. Because, to be frank, nobody should be in anybody's corner in this situation, because Jack Perry is like acting like a jackass too. Does that mean
Did
that
you
he should have
see
been
any? But I
attacked?
mean, I wish we got audio. Sorry to cut you off, but I just saw. I mean, besides, maybe you're talking about what
Where he
happened on
literally
stage.
on a pay-per-view was taunting him and
You were
said, you
talking. I thought you
ass.
meant in the footage.
Well, no,
Sorry.
that's the thing. And the footage was shit. I didn't hear anything anyway. So, like, and I watched the footage, and I'm sad to say I wasn't too shocked by it, because, like, I've seen worse. And, like, that's not an excuse that you could not be doing that at work. But no, that's a Jack Perry should not have been taunting him on a live pay-per-view. That's not part of, that's not how you act as a professional. And that's an unfortunate sign of somebody not taking leadership in AEW that allowed a bunch of those wrestlers to go into business for themselves and creating this whole situation. All Tony Khan was doing is like, oh, this is going to get us attention. Yeah, not the best attention. So I think the real loser in this situation is Tony Khan, because this just makes him seem like an idiot and incompetent and petty. And to be frank, if I were any wrestler in AEW at this point, I'd be looking for the door. Because unless they put somebody else in charge of everything that actually knows what they're doing, and it's a shame because they put on great content, and it's just, Tony Khan doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And it honestly makes me laugh every time he comes out and talks about how great of an environment he creates at AEW, because that's a lie. And CM Punk is in WWE now, and they're not going to take his shit. So he's acting on his best behavior. And the second he doesn't, his ass is canned. Because they actually, I trust that they are going to do what they need to do. And not, we're going to learn from what happened in AEW, because Tony Khan did not handle any of this properly. This really makes me upset for AEW, because it did nothing for them. It got the biggest chance that they got on Dynamite this week were for CM Punk during them showing this footage. How is having hands for a wrestler who doesn't even wrestle in your company anymore good for your company?
I agree with that. I agree with that. And
So,
I do agree with you that, like, I think Tony Khan needs some help. I'm not gonna go full on crap on him, number one, because like I would love to work with that company. But number two, I do see a lot of good things he does. I don't know if this is all his idea, like as far as the internet community and just like the family among the fans that that organization has built is truly wonderful. That's not a knock on WWE, but you're just not able to do that on such a large scale. So like you have your AEW heels, which I am a proud member of, and it's just like it's just unparalleled what I've seen that company do for the fans, with the fans, and just building that family and that camaraderie amongst all of us. So, I mean, again, who knows if he's even had a hand on it? Like, I don't know if that's anything to do with him, but I do agree with you. I think he could use someone kind of like in the, I don't know any Star Trek terms, but like they can be captaining the ship, but he could have like the title, kind of like the Queen of England, you know?
He has the money. Just because you're the money in a situation doesn't mean you know how to run the business
Did
day
you
to
see the
day.
wrestlers documentary on Netflix? Because this was a whole, like, the whole plot.
I haven't watched that yet. It's on my watch list, but
You have to
that's the
watch it.
thing. Because, like, could Ted Turner have been making day-to-day decisions in WCW? No. It's no wrestling. And here's the thing. Should the board of TKO be making creative decisions in WWE? No. They trust Paul Levesque because he knows wrestling. And that's his job. And I think AEW would benefit from having somebody come in who's not on the roster, because that just causes a whole other level of complication to be running things. Because the second you have that complication of having somebody actively on the roster, there's going to be bad blood between people, because they're going to question decisions if they're going to benefit. But that's the thing. The only wrestling people Tony Khan has at that level when this company started was, well, it was Cody, it was the Bucks, and Kenny. And they were all active wrestlers on the roster. That's not a good look. I have 6 years of business education, and like I have a master's in accounting. Like, there's so many things going on in this company that makes no sense from a
The
business
conflict
perspective.
of interest.
It is. And there's a long history of, promoters putting themselves like the champions of their territories and stuff like that, even though they probably shouldn't have been. And I would have hoped that shit died a long time ago. And like the fact that like Vince McMahon would put titles on himself is crock of shit. And I just wished that this stuff was that dead in pro wrestling today. But it's complicated. And I think one thing that Punk brought up in that interview was like, you should not be putting me in charge of talking to the other wrestlers like this. Yet the whole entire disciplinary committee for AEW is led by Daniel, I'm like Bryan Danielson. He's an active competitor in your company. Like, you can't be unbiased in that situation. It's just so many of these things, just from a business perspective, like Me personally, I'm never wrestled. I'm never going to wrestle. I'm never going to work for any of these companies. This is not my ambition. I'm perfectly happy just being a wrestling fan and have been since 2006. But from a business perspective, I would not want to work for this company because the person in charge of it is making petty decisions to fulfill their own judgments and their own feelings. When you have big shows coming up, how far out is their next show in London? A
London's
couple
over the
months, right?
summer. We
So
have a
like,
paper next week in St. Louis.
yeah. So like, you have a brand new pay-per-view in Dynasty coming up. Guess on that.
I know. I
And
know. I they need some tweaking in those areas. And I agree. Like I don't think the best usage of their time and resources was to air that on TV. I really think the smart thing to do would have been to just release it on the internet when it happened. That way we all could have moved on, which, you know what? I like to see the silver lining. I do think at this point it's good that the footage is out because now we can hopefully all move on.
you would hope.
Yeah. And I
I
don't
thought
think
we
it's
had.
the end of them. Like, I got really annoyed when I saw people like tweeting, like, did AEW just bury itself? Because how many times in the past, and you mentioned it too, was WWE in a hole? And they've dug themselves out. Now, granted, this is like they have years and years of money and fandom and all that. But I mean, we've already established Tony Khan has a lot of money. I don't think this is anywhere near the end for them. I do think they can turn it around. I think despite all this, they've got some new major players on their roster. And I think they're doing the smart thing by repeating, we're the best wrestle, we're the best wrestle. I think that's a really smart business move, but now we have to not only say that, we need to back it up and just show
Which,
more wrestling.
like, I don't 100% agree with that either, because I feel like that's part of the tribalism too, because it's like there's great wrestling that happens in WWE. Just because it's a family product and it also leans into the entertainment doesn't mean that they don't have some of the best wrestlers in the world. And sure, that's the brand they're going for. And to be frank, I wasn't happy about which. This really pissed me off, and this was another move of Tony Khan's that felt so petty. Was instead of him coming out and addressing things, he picked, I'm gonna pick the one wrestler on this roster that's the most beloved in WWE to go out and be my mouthpiece when he had Adam Copeland come out last week
Do we
and
know
do
though? I
that.
feel like I Adam actually wanted to address it.
That doesn't mean that Tony Khan should have sent him out there and did it. That should have
I
been
don't know.
Tony
I'm not as angry
Khan's
about
job.
that.
Which I just find it, taking a step back and thinking about the context, it's not a guy that was like, I'm getting out of WWE. I'm going somewhere better. Mutually, we're like, good for you, Adam. We're not on the same page about what you want to do because they did not want to put him on television every week. They wanted to move him into a situation where, he's a legend. He'll come out in big moments and stuff like that. And he still thought that he had it in the tank to continue to wrestle every week, which up to this point, he's proven he still has it in the tank. I just find it so weird that, like, Tony Khan decided to, like, throw out a former WWE wrestler and let them confront that when it's
Yeah,
like,
but
it
he
should be me.
didn't. It wasn't a like rah rah AW boo WWE. It literally was just like, end the tribalism. I loved it. It was end the tribalism. We can all be fans of everything. And when he mentioned WWE, he just said, like, as you know, I used to work there. People started booing WWE and he went, no, don't boo them. We can all like everything. I thought it was classy. I don't know.
We could
I
agree
really
to
did.
disagree because I felt like it came off as so cheap and desperate, to be honest. And that's all that it feels like Tony Khan is at this point. And it's just like, here's the thing. You're not in competition with WWE. You are an alternative option for people for wrestling. That does not mean you're in direct competition with them. And to be frank, you can't be. I don't care how much money Tony Khan has. Just look at the week of WrestleMania and try to say that like those companies are on the same level of impact.
No, I don't
It's
think they
just
are at
not.
all. No.
And they should, AEW should stop focusing on WWE and just do their thing. And that's the problem, is that they can't help themselves. So, and I think that's going to keep making them look bad. And it's going to have more people get mad at them because, and that's not, it's not true, because just look at the reaction that these things have gotten from people. Am I saying it's a good thing? No, but it's happening. So I don't know. I think they need to take a step back and really think about focusing on themselves and what they're doing and stop trying to make connections with WWE at this point. You're flicking like pebbles at the side of a mountain, and it's not going to do anything for you except make you look bad. And they need to, Tony Khan needs to stop actively doing things that are making his company look bad.
So I just think there's two sides to that. So now switching gears for a second, because I know we wanted to talk about the whole Ospreay thing. That came across. Triple H was obviously asked about Pat McAfee asked him about like the new talent that went over to AEW. No specific names were mentioned, but obviously we know the big three: Okada, Mercedes Moné, and then Ospreay. And Triple H implied that Will Ospreay can't do the grind at WWE. He can't work, and he's happy he didn't sign and he went to the other one because, you know, he likes to do take the easy way out. Not in those exact words, but that was
This
the
makes it
gist of
sound
it.
a lot worse than what he actually said.
It wasn't, it's
But
still, if someone insulted my work ethic on a public forum, it's not okay.
there's a difference between insulting somebody's work ethic and pointing out the fact that they don't want to work a more intense schedule, which is true. Because here's the
That is
thing.
true, but it's not like he's like, I don't want to work an intense schedule because I don't want to when I'm lazy. It's literally like, yeah, I have, he calls her the missus. I don't know if they're married or if it's just his girlfriend, but he has a significant other in another country who has a child. My best friends have six kids. They would not be working a WWE schedule. I don't care how many did you have. It's hard. You look at these, a lot of the rosters, the people on the WWE roster who have children, they're married to each other, and that's how it works out. So I don't blame him. So for, and I'm sorry, I
And
think
I'm not
Triple H
saying I
came off
don't
a little
blame him
salty.
either.
Yeah, no, but I'm
And
just saying, I think Triple H came off a little salty, and it's okay. We're all human. It's the human range of experiences and emotions, and salt is certainly one we're all allowed to have. But then what gets me angry is when people, not you, Shane, but people in general want to call out Tony Khan, but then they're defending Triple H. It's like you just insulted someone's work ethic. That's also not cool. Not saying what Tony Khan does is cool. And I realize that he does it on the TV, and this was just an interview, and that I agree with. There's a difference there, and it's not equal playing ground, you know, keep it in the media. But we can't just be like, oh yeah, Triple H rocks, like, you know what? What he said was so true, and then turn to like start shitting all over AEW when they do something, because it's similar. In my opinion, it's similar.
so what he said was the talent, there were talent that did not want to commit to the insane. So like he, so take a step back. The WWE schedule is insane. And you have to commit your whole life to that. Like I've heard John Cena talk about it plenty of times. Like that man lived WWE and that was it. And that's how he made it. And that's WWE's schedule. And so I have a master's in accounting. I could have been an accountant. I could have been making a lot more money than I do now, but I didn't want to live that life and I chose not to. And to be frank, I'm sure whoever would have hired me as an accountant, I would have regretted that decision. Because I would have been burnt out and would not have done a good job. And I don't know if it's because like I do supervise people and hire people to a job that like we've like I run a tutoring center that runs 7 days a week. I'm on email all weekend. It's just part of the job. And I completely understand if people don't want to do that. But I also don't want people taking jobs that aren't committed to doing the job. If somebody were to tell me I only want to work this many days, I would say, well, I'm happy I'm not picking you for this job, but I'm not going to begrudge them.
You would say
And
it to them, though. You wouldn't broadcast that on a public platform. That you're allowed to have those feelings. It just comes off
well,
as salty when you broadcast it.
should Pat McAfee ask that question? Sure,
Yeah.
whatever. But the thing is, he was answering a question honestly. And that's the thing. He didn't name specifically Will Ospreay.
We all know.
Well, how do you know?
I'm paying attention. I know who was signed and who mentioned what for what reason. Well, Ospreay has made it very clear that he wants to be a family man
Could have
too.
been talking about Okada too. He could have been talking about Mercedes too. You
Okay,
don't
but
know
still,
that.
I just don't think it's class. I don't find it classy. Even if you don't name drop, to insult people's work ethic, and I'm not saying he's not allowed to feel this way, but he's insulting their work ethic on a public platform. It's just that wasn't cool by me.
Fine. From your perspective, it wasn't cool what he said. From what I understood from what he said was they didn't want to commit to the amount of work that WWE is. I'm glad I didn't hire them because it wouldn't have worked out. That's what
Yeah, I
being a
just think he could have stopped
supervisor's
at
about.
they it didn't I they didn't want to commit to the number of work hours. And if he had just said, I respect that, and it's a it happened how it happened, that would have been a much classier response.
Sure. If he worded it differently, it wouldn't have opened up this possibility of having this conversation that then led to Will Ospreay cutting a promo against Triple H on Dynamite, which made absolutely no sense to me. Because is he wrestling Triple H at Dynasty?
No, but he was responding to what he said, which again, I know it's different.
Using airtime on a wrestling
Exactly.
show.
That's what I was
When
getting
he
at.
should have been talking about Bryan Danielson, who he's wrestling.
I know, but people, I mean, what do you want him to do? Which people do in reality TV, they call up TMZ and they have them wait by the corner to do an interview to clap back. I don't think that's number one on Ospreay's list of things to do. So, I mean,
That
unfortunately, I
doesn't
don't.
mean that's not what he should have done. Just because that's not what he wanted to do, you don't. This is another, like. Why are you giving WWE airtime on your
Right.
show?
I don't disagree that it shouldn't have been done on the show, but if I were him, I wouldn't have not. If I were him, I would have said something too in some fashion, whether that was a tweet, whether that was an Instagram
Sure.
story, whether that
But
was
he
calling
didn't.
TMZ and telling them I'm going to be at the nail salon like Raquel from Vanderpump Rules that's around the corner from me, I would have done it. But you know what? He was give maybe it was swift thinking. You know, maybe this is Tony Khan needs to have a better, wow, I'm rambling. Needs to have a better PR team on his hand. He needs to have someone working with him to kind of help him craft the best ways to use airtime of his show and the best ways to get messages out outside of his show. I really think he would thrive if he had someone in that role. But I do not blame Ospreay. I feel like everyone who is mad at Triple H, and I'm not talking about you because I do agree with the sense that there's a difference between using a brand and using a show and then using media airwaves on a separate, you know, form, whether that's podcast, interview, whatever. It's different. But I think people who are saying Triple H can call him out for his lack of effort and then Will Ospreay makes a cheap comeback, that's hypocritical. Like they're both allowed to address the situation.
Which thing is, if Will Ospreay obviously felt insulted, and he could say whatever the hell he wants. I just disagreed with doing that when you should have been building up your own show.
Yeah.
And whether that was Will Ospreay going out on his own, which also, I agree, WWE promos can feel very forced and structured and stuff like that. But there's also a reason so that people don't go into business for themselves. But if that, so either way, if that was Will Ospreay doing that on his own, that's way too much freedom to be letting them do that and having to put your foot in your mouth, and it makes your company look bad. Or if Tony Khan and Kurt like knowingly knew he was going to do that, that's a moment where you're like, leave that for a different place. But no, Tony Khan's petty. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was perfectly okay with Will Ospreay saying that. And like, it's just reinforcing the fact that like you need to be spending your airtime in a better way. When how much airtime, like how many times have we had discussions on this show about the women in AEW not getting a chance? And I wonder how Britt Baker feels about not getting airtime to cut promos when somebody else can be cutting promos about other people and other companies. And that's a problem. So I do not begrudge Will Ospreay for taking that comment the way that he did, because it was too open-ended. And when you don't address something very specifically, you're opening yourself up to that. Do I honestly think Triple H was trying to purposefully talk shit about his work ethic? No. But the way he said it certainly opens it up that way. And what if I said, me personally, if I said something like that and somebody took it that way, I would have clarified later. But the thing is, I don't think Triple H is going to do that either,
No, and I
because
don't blame
he's just
him.
moving on.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. And it's no disrespect to Mr. H. Like no disrespect. I do. I'm a huge fan of both markets. Maybe it's my Libra rising, but I am so able to Shane to the fact that it is annoying see all sides of almost every story, except when it comes to racism and like Casey Anthony, you know what I mean? Like the things that we should not see both sides of, I don't. But when it comes to petty little stuff like this, or look at I like hinted at it before. Someone had made a comment last week. This is like not wrestling related, but someone had made a complaint in my apartment complex, and someone was like, "It doesn't bother me. It happens right outside my door." And I wanted to be like, and it wasn't me who made the complaint. I just want to be like, "Cool story, bro. You're not the gold standard for things that bother people. Everyone has a different tolerance to stimuli. I have an autistic brother, and I am very protective of him. And I know something like that would bother him to no end. So my whole point, whether it's wrestling, whether it's personal life, whether it's, I don't know, your just relationships or whatever, take your head out of your own ass, not you, Shane, for one goddamn second, and open your eyes and see that maybe your own perspective isn't the only way. And I know people can turn it around on me and saying, like, but you're arguing this one thing. And it's like, I'm arguing it because I acknowledge the other side. I have seen all other parts.
Oh, and what this whole entire week of stuff has just opened up is that there's a whole group of people just waiting for an excuse to jump on one side or the
No,
other.
you're so right.
And that's exactly what happened this week. And
It's irritating.
this just, if AEW and WWE were really in competition and they were close in competition, this would have been a horrible loss this week for AEW, because WWE is coming off of WrestleMania, and then you made yourselves look like a bunch of petty people all week. But they're not in competition. WWE is just going to move on. They're on the backlash. They don't care. I can guarantee you, like, and that was the thing, like, I still don't get what Tony Khan's point was of showing this footage. Was he trying to tank CM Punk? WWE's like, whatever, we hired him knowing he did this.
Yeah,
It's
I
just
really think it
moving
was to make
on.
Punk look bad, which, people are saying he doesn't look bad, and I don't agree with that. So, I don't agree with the fact that he released the footage just to make it look bad. I would not have done that myself. I don't think that solves anything. However, I also don't agree with the people saying Punk did not look bad in that footage because he looked pretty darn bad to me. Like, I would not want to work with anyone like that.
And that's the interesting thing because you ask any of the WWE wrestlers right now, and they're not seeing that CM Punk because he knows better.
Yes.
Because CM Punk knows better not to act like that kind of person. And here's the thing, I'm 100% that kind of person that will get frustrated with incompetence or immaturity at work. But I have better and healthier coping skills than CM Punk does and handle it in different ways. Like, I can empathize with the fact that he felt extremely frustrated because there were a lot of young wrestlers doing stupid shit to him when he came over trying to make a name for themselves. Jack Perry, Hangman did it too. But, CM Punk's like, I'm CM Punk and I'm gonna act like CM Punk and do it. And it's just like, CM Punk speaks to a very specific group of people. Do I find CM Punk entertaining? Yes. Do I connect with CM Punk on thematic and character level? No. There's other wrestlers that, like, if I'm gonna pick somebody who I connect with in that kind of way, it's not CM Punk. That's not the kind of person that I connect with. I much like, because if I imagine myself in a pro wrestling world, I would imagine the amount of effort that I put into my work and how I grind to do it. I'm going to be somebody like, I don't know, a Chad Gable that puts his sweat and tears into everything that he does and tries to do everything as best he can. That's the kind of person I'm gonna, and like Cody, like I'm like, those are the kind of people that I relate to. But there are a lot of people who relate to CM Punk because they see themselves in CM Punk. And those kinds of people that see themselves in CM Punk are gonna act like CM Punk in regards to like these kinds of things. And does this make CM Punk look bad? Sure. But like, it's not going to affect his standing in WWE, and they're just going to move on. And to be honest, too much shit happens. People have short memories, and things are just going to keep moving on. And this could be completely in the past. I just kind of felt like them showing the video at this point felt like pulling a scab off. It's like you were this close to being healed and done with this. And then you had to. And here's the thing. We all knew it was going to come up from that interview that he did. Because I don't listen to that podcast, what was it, the MMA Hour? But at least the reputation that I know, stuff was going to go down on that show.
I
So,
listened to
like,
it.
that was just, putting CM Punk on that is getting attention, and it got attention and kind of baited some people into doing some things that made them look worse, and it's not great. And all that we're going to remember is that both of these companies have pay-per-view slash premium live events, whichever company you are and however you want to call them, coming up. And I don't know when CM Punk's even going to be medically cleared. Look like he could do some stuff in WrestleMania, so, and I imagine that's coming soon. But I guess it's obviously turned to, like, this was too big of a thing to not talk about today.
Agreed. One thing before we wrap up on
Yeah.
this, because I want you to sum it up. So if Shane, if you were opening up a business consulting company, right? And Tony Khan comes up to you, he's like, I need you to help turn my business around. I know we mentioned before, but to bullet point it, sum it up, how are you turning AEW around?
Get Tony off TV. It's like, I don't think he does himself any favors by putting him on television. Because one, he looks like a hostage anytime he does a promo. And like,
Aww.
he just, and I'm not trying to be mean. It's
No, I
just he
know what you
doesn't
mean.
have screen presence. Like, Triple H has been in WWE for how
Yes.
long? He can run a press conference. Like, Tony Khan just needs has the money. I would say you need to bring in somebody who has experience in the pro wrestling industry that's not actively on your roster to be in charge of creative.
Yeah.
And who would that be? Not Eric Bischoff.
Not Bully Ray.
To
Not
be
Vince.
honest, I think Bully Ray would do a better job than Tony Khan does.
Yes.
But like, I know you're not a big fan of Bully Ray, but like, at least he knows the business.
Yes,
And I feel
fair.
like he would do
Fair.
a fine job. I don't even know who, at this point, I don't even know because
Get
it's like you
Al
could.
Snow. You have to watch the wrestling documentary.
Al Snow or Scott D'Amore.
Okay, yes. He's
It's
free.
because TNA was like, nope, sorry, goodbye. So,
Yeah.
like, why not? And that's the tricky thing about lack of competition. Who do you bring on with the
Right.
experience? And that's a tricky thing. Unless somebody retires, and it's not Jericho, I would put that man in charge of anything.
Oh,
But like,
God, no.
honestly, like if you're talking about like creative and stuff like that, working with the talent, if like Adam Copeland and like Christian retired and wanted to do stuff like that, even if Bryan Danielson retires and is not part of the roster anymore and wants to get more involved, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. He
Yeah.
knows what he's doing. And those would be the things. And also, stop talking about WWE on your programming. Three things. Take Tony out of day-to-day things off television. Put somebody in charge who knows the business and stop talking about WWE. Those are the three things that I would do.
I think that sounds like a fine plan. I think they should
They
hire you,
already have
Shane.
the wrestling.
They do. They do.
Like, you already have the talent. Also, a small, and fourth one, this is going to sound horrible, but you need to like lean out your roster at this point and let some people go that aren't being used because I don't even want to know how much money they're losing on their payroll from people who aren't even on TV
Yeah.
because it's probably a lot. And I can guarantee you there's going to be a handful of people that are hopping ship back to WWE soon. I wouldn't be surprised if like Buddy and Malakai
Yeah.
wind up back in WWE. Keith Lee was already on WWE television, so why not?
That's great. I always
Accidentally. And, I wouldn't blame any of them because their partners were on WWE. And you made a very good point earlier. What
Yeah.
makes it easy to make a family work on the road is when the family's on the road.
Yeah.
And good for Becky and Seth to
Agreed.
take some good time off together
Yeah.
after WrestleMania, heal from stress and, the insane amount of beatings that Seth Rollins has had
Yes. Yeah.
recently. I've never been against competition. Like, if you're against competition in anything, you're the problem because
Yes.
that's a
Yeah.
bad thing. That's how you get monopolies, and then you're stuck with whatever
Right.
product you get. I always loved watching TNA, and unfortunately, I watched them go down the shitter when they put like Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan in charge. And it's just like, I want to see AEW succeed. I'm a much bigger fan of WWE's product than I am
Right.
AEW. It's aesthetics, it's things that I'm looking for in my wrestling. But like, there should be alternatives. And, there is one that has money and has the possibility to be something really special. And I hope they could refocus and focus on that.
That's a great thing, and that's kind of what I've been trying to get at. You're always able to like say the composed too long didn't read of mine. It's like we're all allowed to have our opinions. You don't have to like both products, but you have to acknowledge that people do like both products, which is what you so beautifully just said. You know, and you want them to succeed because you want people to have their choice. And that's all it comes down to. And I think my big angry rant just comes down to the people who sit behind their phone screens and will actively bash the other company. Exactly. I can't take that. So it's nothing against any particular person on the roster. Listen, as much as I don't love CM Punk, it's not even about him at the end of the day. It's about us as fans. We can do better, you know? And people are allowed to like more than one thing. It's called depth. Try it.
I feel like we should probably like, do you even want to talk about the other stuff we were going to talk
I was
about?
gonna ask you. I mean, you can if you. I know I rambled on a lot there, so I mean, if you want to save that,
Speed
we can. If you
round.
want to talk about it,
So, speed round.
yes.
All championship matches set up in the past week in WWE because God, they were busy. Look, Jey Uso is the first competitor for Damian Priest. Interesting choice for me. I did not expect that.
Same.
Drew McIntyre got screwed again. I love Drew. He's one of my favorite wrestlers, but this just makes me happy because this is going to build up to such a big blow off between him and CM Punk. And also, I hope that Ricochet is okay from killing
Yes.
himself, putting Bronson Reed through the announcer table. Because that looked brutal.
Yes,
It looked
yes.
bad. But I did really enjoy that Fatal 4-Way match. SmackDown, they had two trios matches, and LA Knight, got the win. And AJ Styles, which, my God, that finish, when he did a super Styles clash with Rey Mysterio on Kevin Owens, I just rolled through and pinned Rey Mysterio. I'm just like, and this is why he's phenomenal. And they can't put LA Knight over. There's no way LA Knight's going to be Cody's first competitor. It's going to be AJ. He's going to get that win back. And that is going to be a banger at Backlash. So that's exciting. We're getting the inevitable Sammy versus Chad Gable on Raw.
Too
So,
soon.
huh?
Too soon. They're not gonna get you a title change on Raw.
No, I really feel like this is going to end in Chad Gable turning, and I don't want that.
No, same.
But
Nobody
they
asked for
seem to be setting that up.
that.
Naomi won the
Amazing
match.
match. Amazing match with her and Tiffany Stratton, my two girls. I loved it. Oh, and
I
Bailey was out there, you know.
well,
So.
I wish that they gave Naomi some more wins since she came back before they gave her a title shot.
Fair.
Just
Fair.
from like logic perspective, but like to be fair, if you're gonna pick anybody who doesn't need to like have a string of wins for a title match, Naomi's been doing this long enough that like she earns it, and that's gonna be a great match. What else did they set up anything? Well, Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair are a tag team now, and they're coming for those titles. And them versus the Kabuki Warriors is going to be crazy. Whenever that happens, if that happens at Backlash, I hope they get a title match at Backlash since they did at WrestleMania. I'm trying to think, did they set up any other title matches? Well,
I don't.
looks like Liv's going to get one because she beat the crap out of Rhea. Backstage on Raw. A lot
Yeah,
of
it
stuff
wasn't like an
happened.
official, but yeah.
And let's pour one out for Jimmy Uso,
Oh my
who
God, poor Jimothy.
not only did he lose in an underwhelming match at WrestleMania, then get speared off of the ramp, then he got the hell beaten out of him by his own brother and by Tomatonga dealing on SmackDown, and Paul Heyman sold all of it like an Oscar winner.
Amazing. Yeah, this was some Samoan Soprano shit. Like everything with Solo being like, I love you. Like I'm
Yeah.
expecting like a little cat to come out and he starts like petting the cat, you know what I mean?
Well, he is the tribal chief now.
Yes. Yeah.
How long do you think they're going to build up Roman and the Usos versus Solo, Tama, and Jacob Fatu?
20 years minimum. Minimum. Paul Heyman's gonna come out in a wheelchair, like the thing from SpongeBob, like chocolate. Like that's gonna be Paul Heyman, like shriveled up in a little suit with like a cell phone in his hand. That's what it's gonna be. We're gonna get this in like 2046. No, I'm kidding.
We're only in the third inning, remember, Diana.
Yeah, that's true. So 2046, maybe 2048.
So yeah, that was WWE television in a nutshell. So there you
Yes.
go.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, thank you, Shane, for humoring me on my soapbox tonight. It is a
Well, I
pleasure
had my own
hosting with you.
soapbox too, so we were standing there together.
Yes, exactly. No, it's always a pleasure to hear your take and to do this with you. I appreciate you very much. And you guys at home, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my nonsense and Shane's sense. If you love our logo, because like guys, I think it's super cute. I know Shane does too, but probably not in those exact words.
Is so cute, Diana.
See,
I can't
super
even.
cute. He can't even, guys. Check out High Flyer Creative. They will give you just as an amazing logo for whatever you may need. And also tune in to us next week on the Ruthless Obsession podcast on the SPDM family of podcasts.
Thank you.